Welcome to Living Hope. We're glad that you're all here. And shall we stand as we sing, Holy is the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Let us remain standing as we sing. Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to meet together as your children. We pray that as we sing our praise, that it might be found acceptable in your sight. We pray that as we hear your word read and preached, that we would understand more clearly. And Father, we pray that you administer to our hearts through your Holy Spirit, for we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated. At this time, we'll have our Old Testament scripture reading, which is Psalm 97. And I tend to have longer scripture readings, I guess, because I couldn't get it all on one sheet. So Psalm 97 is not printed for you, but the New Testament scripture reading is. Psalm 97.
Psalm 97. The Lord reigns, let the earth be glad, let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and injustice are the foundation of his throne. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is shed upon the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name.
At this time, we'll ask the ushers to come forward and we'll receive the morning offering. Before we sing our medley, I wanted to emphasize a couple of the announcements in the bulletin and encourage you to read all of them. The offering envelope for the building fund is in the bulletin in preparation for next week. And then on August 6th will be our missions service, 6:30 in the evening. And Jim and Deb Perry, John Kinnaird's sister and brother-in-law, will be making a presentation to us. Also, the church picnic has been changed to Saturday, August 19th. So please note that. And then there's a note concerning the married couples conference as well as the women's retreat, and like to have you take note of those. At this time, I'll ask you to stand again as we sing our medley. When we come to the middle song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, you'll need to use your hymnal. It will be hymn number 481.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll have our New Testament scripture reading, which is Acts 22, verses 2 through 21.
Acts 22, verses 2 through 21. When they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. Then Paul said, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city under Gamaliel. I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers and was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison, as also the high priest and all the council can testify. I even obtained letters from them to their brothers in Damascus, and went there to bring these peoples as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I asked. I am Jesus of Nazareth. Whom you are persecuting, he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. What shall I do, Lord? I asked. Get up, the Lord said, and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do. My companions led me by the hand into Damascus, because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood before me and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be as witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. When I returned to Jerusalem and was praying at the temple, I fell into a trance and saw the Lord speaking. Quick, he said to me, leave Jerusalem immediately, because they will not accept your testimony about me. Lord, I replied, these men know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you. And when the blood of your martyr, Stephen, was shed, I stood there giving my approval and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Then the Lord said to me, Go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles.
Now we'll have our hymn of preparation, O Thou That Hearest When Sinners Cry. And that's in the hymnal, page 485, if you would like to use the hymnal. Shall we stand as we sing?